The Hidden History of Verse 40, Number 10. The Midpoint.
The hidden history of Daniel 11 verse 40 aligns with the history represented in verses 10 through 16 of the same chapter. In verses 10 through 16, the line of the earth beast of Revelation 13's apostate, Republican horn of the United States, is represented by Donald Trump. The line of the apostate Protestant horn of the United States is represented by the Maccabees. The line of the sea beast of the papacy is represented as the robbers of thy people, and the line of the dragon is represented by the various kings of the south and Philip of Macedon. The line of the 144,000 is represented by Peter.
The middle.
Within that hidden history, the middle is emphasized repeatedly. The 250 years that began in 457 BC concluded in 207 BC in the middle of the battles of Raphia and Paneum, the last two proxy wars of verses 11 through 15. The 250 years of the earth beast that began in 1776 ends in 2026, the year of the midterm elections in the political arena of the earth beast. Peter is at Caesarea Philippi, Paneum, the middle of the three times Christ exclusively took only three disciples. In the history of those parallel lines, Peter represents those who correct and repeat the warning of the fireballs upon Nashville. Peter's name was changed in the very middle of chapters 11 through 22 of Matthew, just as Abram's middle chapter of chapters 11 through 22 identified circumcision as the sign of the covenant, in accompaniment with the middle of chapter 11 through 22 in Revelation, marking the sign of the covenant of death in Revelation 17. The midpoint is where the 144,000 are changed from a Laodicean unto a Philadelphian, and the middle of the three angels is the second angel. The second step, or midpoint, is the time of the second temple test, which follows the first and foundational test. The first test of 2024 was the external vision being established by the symbol of Rome, and the second test is the internal Mara, looking glass, vision of Christ in the most holy place. In the history of the second angel, the midnight cry message arrives to empower the message of the second angel. In the Millerite history of 1840, Josiah, meaning foundation of God, Litch made a correction of his identification of the prophecy of Islam of the first and second woe, and in 1844, Samuel Snow made the correction of the prediction of 1843 in fulfillment of the parable of the ten virgins. Peter in 2026 is to correct the failed prediction of the fireballs of Nashville, as typified by the Millerite disappointment of 1843, and adjust the message of Islam as typified by the work of Josiah Litch in 1840. Those two Millerite events of 1840 and 1844 represent the empowerment of the first angel's message on August 11, 1840, and the empowerment of the second angel's message on August 17, 1844. Together, they identify the empowerment of the midnight cry when the Nashville fireballs descend.
The angel who unites in the proclamation of the third angel's message is to lighten the whole earth with his glory. A work of worldwide extent and unwanted power is here foretold. The Advent movement of 1840-44 was a glorious manifestation of the power of God. The first angel's message was carried to every missionary station in the world, and in some countries there was the greatest religious interest which has been witnessed in any land since the Reformation of the 16th century. But these are to be exceeded by the mighty movement under the last warning of the third angel. The Great Controversy, 611.
The question is why, with all the cities in the United States, would God's providence select Nashville? At the arrival of the third woe on September 11th, the Twin Towers of New York and the Pentagon of Washington, D.C. were the targets. A fourth plane crashed into the earth. The symbol of the earth beast is the earth. The symbol of its economic might is New York, and the symbol of its military power is the Pentagon. When the United States forces the world to accept the mark of papal authority and the church and state political system that is the image of the beast, it does so through its military and economic power. For Revelation 13 identifies the earth beast's use of power to forbid the faithful from buying or selling, and it also puts to death those who stand for God's seventh-day Sabbath. The prophetic symbolism is represented as chariots, horsemen, military might, and ships, economic might, in Daniel 11 verse 40. In the sealing time of the 144,000, Islam unexpectedly strikes the glorious land four times. The first was 9/11, the second and third were the ancient literal glorious land, and then Nashville. The fourth is the earthquake of Revelation 11, that is the Sunday law. In the context of Balaam and the three angels, the two strikes of October 7, 2023 and Nashville represent the two biblical vineyards of God's covenant people. When the deadly wound of the papacy is healed at the Sunday law, the second manifestation of the Dark Ages begins. The first and the third woe are the same, for Christ always illustrates the end with the beginning. So the falling star of Muhammad in the first woe, who turned the key that opened the bottomless pit, and shortly after September 11th, atheism of the bottomless pit murdered the two witnesses of Revelation 11. At the Sunday law, the papal deadly wound is healed, and the beast of Catholicism fulfills the prophetic enigma of the eighth, representing resurrection, being fulfilled. The second period of the Dark Ages then begins, as Balaam's third waymark, when the ass speaks, turns the key to again open the bottomless pit. Post 9/11, atheism. The dragon came out of the pit to fight against the richest president who stirred up all the realm of Greece. At the Sunday law, the beast of Revelation 17 ascends out of the bottomless pit and darkness again blots out the sun. Why Nashville? The question that is still unresolved. Nashville marks the beginning of the short period of the proclamation of the Midnight Cry message, and it begins and ends with an unexpected destructive attack by Islam, and it ends the same way. The Sunday law at the end of the period represents the enforcement of the mark of the beast in the United States, and the beginning of the destruction of the cities. Destruction is a prophetic characteristic of Islam.
Destruction.
The night before last, a very impressive scene passed before me. I saw an immense ball of fire fall into the midst of some beautiful mansions, causing their instant destruction. I heard some say, "We knew that the judgments of God were coming upon the earth, but we did not know they would come so soon." Others said, "You knew. Why then did you not tell us?" "We did not know." On every side I heard such words spoken. Letter 217, 1904.
9/11.
Revelation 9:11 identifies the character of the kingdom of Islam as death and destruction, for a name in prophecy represents character. "And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon." Revelation 9:11. Abaddon means destruction or place of destruction, and Apollyon means the destroyer.
Angels are holding the four winds, represented as an angry horse seeking to break loose and rush over the face of the whole earth, bearing destruction and death in its path. Shall we sleep on the very verge of the eternal world? Shall we be dull and cold and dead? Oh, that we might have in our churches the spirit and breath of God breathed into his people, that they might stand upon their feet and live. We need to see that the way is narrow, and the gate straight. But as we pass through the straight gate, its wideness is without limit. Manuscript Releases, Volume 20, 217.
The path of Islam of the third woe is the path of Balaam and the ass. The path of the angry horse of Islam, that is John's four winds of strife, Isaiah's rough wind, and Ezekiel's wind or breath that comes from the four winds, takes a path from 9/11 that leads to the narrow and straight gate. That narrow gate is the third waymark of Balaam and the ass. "And the angel of the Lord went further and stood in a narrow place, where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the ass saw the angel of the Lord, she fell down under Balaam. And Balaam's anger was kindled, and he smote the ass with a staff. And the Lord opened the mouth of the ass, and she said unto Balaam, What have I done unto thee, that thou hast smitten me these three times?" Numbers 22:26-28. The path of the third woe of Islam's destruction began at 9/11, when Revelation 18 verses 1 to 3 was fulfilled.
"Now comes the word that I have declared that New York is to be swept away by a tidal wave. This I have never said. I have said, as I looked at the great buildings going up there, story after story, What terrible scenes will take place when the Lord shall arise to shake terribly the earth? Then the words of Revelation 18 verses 1 to 3 will be fulfilled. The whole of the 18th chapter of Revelation is a warning of what is coming on the earth. But I have no light in particular in regard to what is coming on New York, only that I know that one day the great buildings there will be thrown down by the turning and overturning of God's power. From the light given me, I know that destruction is in the world. One word from the Lord, one touch of His mighty power, and these massive structures will fall. Scenes will take place the fearfulness of which we cannot imagine. Review and Herald, July 5, 1906.
The question remains, why Nashville? The fireballs of Nashville represent a prophetic scenario where one class of Adventism is ashamed and, according to Joel, cut off. The other class is represented as never being ashamed and filled with joy. The prophetic joy is not for the judgment brought upon Nashville and the United States, but for the vindication that is represented between those in the parable who have the oil and those who do not have the oil. The oil has many symbolic meanings attached to it, but a primary meaning of the oil is the message of the midnight cry. That message began to be progressively unsealed at the end of 2023, and it represented the increase of knowledge that is either rejected or accepted. Hosea is clear that those who reject the knowledge are rejected as God's priests. Peter is located in the middle of the structure of Leviticus 23 when he understands the fireballs of Nashville, and the number 30 is a symbol of the priests.
My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. Hosea 4 verse 6.
The issue of knowledge, or the lack thereof, is one of the truths associated with the arrival of the fireballs of Nashville. Prophetic knowledge, or the lack thereof, marks the beginning of the proclamation of the midnight cry, and that period ends with the issue of obedience to God's word, as represented by the Sabbath and Sunday issue. Christ always illustrates the end with the beginning. And in the beginning, obedience to God's word was the warning message given to Adam and Eve in the garden. The issue of obedience at the end cannot be restricted to a single garden if every nation will be involved, as Sister White says. The Sabbath and Sunday issue is the repetition of the beginning test of Adam and Eve in the garden that is repeated in the entire world at the end. That test begins at the Sunday law in the United States, which is also the end of the period of the proclamation of the midnight cry. The proclamation of the warning message that Christ is coming is only given by those who have accepted the increase of knowledge from the unsealing of the message of the revelation of Jesus Christ that began at the end of 2023. A test of knowledge, or the lack thereof, is finalized at the Nashville attack. The litmus test of the three tests that began at the unsealing in 2023 is based upon the oil, which is knowledge contained within the prophetic message that was then unsealed. The unsealed knowledge tests and ultimately is manifested as the oil that is the third and litmus test. That test begins the period of the proclamation of the message of the midnight cry that ends at the test of obedience. That test of obedience is accomplished upon Eve, who represents the church, and Adam, who represents the state. The combination of those two entities is finalized when the mark of the beast is enforced. The test in the garden is the test at the end. It is a test for men and women that involves the combination of church and state that are a man and a woman. The warning message that is unsealed leading to the final test of obedience is represented by the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Nashville is the symbol of Greek education in the land of the earth beast. Greek education is false education, it is evil knowledge, and the good knowledge is true education. The only corporate board Ellen White ever agreed to participate in was Madison College, located in Nashville, which is called Athens of the South. Nashville is the symbol of Greek, or false education. False education is false knowledge. The significance of Nashville parallels the symbolism of New York City and the Pentagon. We will continue these things in the next article.
Manuscript 188, 1905.
When I was at Nashville, I had been speaking to the people, and in the night season, there was an immense ball of fire that came right from heaven and settled in Nashville. There were flames going out like arrows from that ball. Houses were being consumed, houses were tottering and falling. Some of our people were standing there. "It is just as we expected," they said, "we expected this." Others were wringing their hands in agony and crying unto God for mercy. "You knew it," said they, "you knew that this was coming, and never said a word to warn us." They seemed as though they would almost tear them to pieces, to think they had never told them or given them any warning at all. Manuscript 188, 1905.